Here at the coach's office in Chapel Hill High School with Coach Isaac March. Coach, we're heading into week 8 of the season. Can you believe it's week 8?
It is. It's been a fast process this season.
No doubt. Coach, I know this season hasn't turned out exactly like you had hoped for, sitting at 0-6 at this point. But with the success that you've had here in the past, I mean, you only have to go back to 2014 and you're in the Final Four. What's the toughest thing as a coach in adjusting to a season of this nature? I want to emphasize to this point.
Well, the main thing is, you have the players, they're doing the right thing. Like with our seniors, Alec, Zurich, Bradley, Victor Breeze, all of those guys, they're working day in and day out to become better. Just not better football players, but better students. And when you have being 0-6 right now, it's frustrating for them. You feel their pain because they're here every day. But like I told them last week, it takes more than success on the field. You guys have that because your character speaks volumes, because you do this day in and day out, and the results haven't been in our favor, but you're going to win in life based upon what you're enduring now.
No doubt. Coach, how are the players' attitudes going into week 8?
Players, they're great. You have the energy is still there. Everything, the play, like I said, they're there every day working, and it's just a matter of they still believe in what we're doing. They still believe in the process. It's just we just need to get that first one, and I think when we get that first one, we have 4 left. Who knows?
Momentum is a crazy thing in this sport. Last time that we covered the Tigers, your quarterback was Grant at that point, and then you moved Alec out as a wide receiver and then had a key part of defense. Is that still the way you're heading things?
That's still where we are. Alec, he threw a touchdown pass last week, second play of the game, and we were up, and we were in the contest for pretty much the entire first half. But I think what we have in place with Grant at quarterback, Alec at wide receiver, it gives us more depth. It gives us the opportunity to do a lot of different things with some of our key players.
Coach, Cedar Ridge, let's talk about them a second. They've had a very similar season, sitting at 1-6 now, and two teams with very similar positives and very similar weaknesses as well. What do you see in Cedar Ridge, and how do you prepare for them?
What I see in them, they're athletic, they're fast, and those are two challenges of ours, but they depend on their quarterback a lot to make plays offensively. Our game plan is to try to corral number 7. If we can force number 7 to maybe pass the ball more so than run the ball, I think we'll be in the ball game and just minimize our mistakes.
What about injuries to this point with the Tigers, Coach?
Injuries, we have partial LCL tear with one of our running backs. One of the other running backs has a concussion. We're going to be down 2, but I like our lineup, Ben Glider, be at tailback.
He is a heck of a force, isn't he?
He is the best player that we have.
I remember last time we covered you guys at Jordan, he was literally all over the field. I can't even begin to tell you how many times we called Ben Glider's name.
He's in the wing. He's at middle linebacker. We can line him up at safety. He can play offensive line if we need to. His attitude speaks volumes for what type of kid he is. Whatever the team needs, he's there for the team. He's there for his teammate.
Coach, I know how busy you are, and we always appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We'll see you over in Hillsboro this Friday night.
Not a problem. Thank you for coming.
That was Coach Isaac Marsh of the Chapel Hill Tigers. In one moment, we'll hear from the skipper of the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, Coach Scott Loosemore, as our pregame tailgate show continues.